Yes, they wield the knife and mallet. They have come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man, salute to Tales of the Cocktail 2012. We are here in the fabulous Criollo restaurant, where it is the hottest, newest restaurant in New Orleans. It opened up last Thursday night. And we are here celebrating cocktails from around the world. And we have one of the coolest and neatest brand representatives from a name that is an institution, Bacardi. From Team Bacardi, it is Manny Nomoja.
Getting there with the last name.
I'm getting there with the
Hinojosa.
Hinojosa. There we go.
Can you try Hinojosa?
Can I try Hinojosa? No, my wife's here.
Hinojosa.
Right. And, of course, joining us, our sponsor for our third year. We're very proud. It is, of course, the man's man. There is no fee to be happy like a Joe fee. Fee Brothers Bitters. And cordials, cocktails here. You name it, they do it. And it's all because of Fee Brothers that we're here, and we're so happy to be with you, Joe. Are you having fun, Joe?
Outstanding, baby.
Did you try the swordfish?
I missed it.
That's okay. Yeah, the engineer didn't miss it. Look at that. She's got like 3 pounds of swordfish over there.
I know
there.
She got the whole dish that was supposed to be for us, Chef Eric, but that's okay. Anyway, Manny, when we last left you, you were teaching us the etiquette. 3 fingers out. Of course, this New Orleans Saints Super Bowl ring is a little heavy on my finger, but we'll get it there. All right, you click. What are we, a fire bell here or what, you know? Class. Anyway, now we do that, and then we stick our nose at a slight angle. Sniff it. Oh, look, your nose is better than mine. There we go. Is that right? There we go. Now, mouth open.
Taste it.
Now,
taste it.
It wasn't a taste. That's what we call a hit.
By the way, I'm coming back with more tequila, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, so more tequila.
There's more tequila coming
see
right now.
See what you miss, my friends, when you are in Tales of the Cocktail? I carry my Fee Brothers with me wherever I go, and Manny's going to give me a bottle of Hip Flash to carry with me wherever I go.
You guys are going to be all set with tequila, for sure.
Oh, there we go. Anyway,
I'm very happy.
We already had the samples of the swordfish. What do you think of the swordfish? Was that not awesome?
That was good.
Awesome.
The tequila? Awesome.
Oh, damn good.
Now you're going to do something that's totally different. Manny, take it away.
So what we're going to be doing is a lot of people, they don't like tequila. They don't like alcohol. So this is Tales of the Cocktails, but a lot of people, they want just a nice cocktail, no cocktail, no alcohol, any time in the day. So what I'm going to be using is the perfect puree of Napa Valley. Are you guys familiar with Napa Valley, right? So I'm very lucky to live only like 20 or 40 minutes away from Napa.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a tough gig. Or in...
Not in Hawaii.
Or Mexico. In Cancun.
So, chefs, you guys love that. I mean, it's like... You can get any fruit consistency. The only thing we add in that is fruit and sugar. So you can use all tropical fruits all year round. Great consistency for bars. Perfect for the kitchen sauces, dressings. I use it for cocktails myself.
What a shock.
This case we have chipotle. It's a chipotle sour. And if you see on the label, I designed this. I made this for the perfect puree. I'm Mexican, so I'm spicy. And chipotle represents kind of what I do. It's spicy. Everything I do is kind of on the spicy
side. Well, let's just keep it down there, Manny. Yeah, where can we get it? Papa has a great point. Where can you get it? Can you, like, go into the local Kroger store and pick it up?
We have, with Perfect Puree, we have a national distribution. So you can Cisco, U.S. Foods, and your local produce guys, they can carry for you. I take care of you.
Yeah, well, he wants it direct delivered. But, you know, if you're here in New Orleans, you get the fabulous Rouse's. I don't know if you've ever been to the Rouse's store. How many are you from in New Orleans? How about the new Rouse's in the CBD, baby? And for those of you who aren't cool, the Central Business District. The CBD, I listen to WWL in Atlanta, so I hear this all. And the traffic is very heavy in the CBD today, and I kept going, what? What? But WWL and the Times-Picayune, I follow them religiously, and I got to tell you, if you go to Rouse's, I'll bet Rouse's in the CBD, baby. They got it. They got the most going-on store I've been into.
Nice.
You like it?
I love it.
Let's make a drink.
Cool. Let's make something. Can you want to hold this?
I will hold this for you. I always hold your microphone. All right, I'll do it over here. Okay. All right, now, what are you doing first?
So first I'm going to be using my two.
All right, your two. Here you go. Here's this and this.
So I'm using chipotle sour, chipotle, very spicy and smoky.
Now you've piqued Marvelous's interest here.
One ounce. Peach puree. One ounce. See?
Wow, look at it. All right, so I see a silver tequila.
Boy, you have a heck of an assistant.
I make a phone call.
It's yeah, well.
Hey, guys, I see silver tequila there. But what's the other two?
So we have Corso Silver, Corso Reposado, Corso Añejo. Triple
distilled. Añejo.
Highland Agave, 100%.
That's good. That's good
which
stuff right there.
You guys, which one do you want to try?
Añejo.
They want to try all three of them. That's the kind of people they are.
So I put chipotle sour, a little bit of white peach puree, ice, quick shake. So it's...
Oh, he closes his eyes when he shakes. I do too, but that's the different kind of shakes. How fruity.
Two ingredients here.
That's it?
That's it.
Now, since this is less dangerous, I'll show you how we do it. Can I teach you now? You've shown me how to do tequila, and you've shown me the sophisticated way in which you do it in Mexico and across the world. Now, I'm going to show you how we do a drink in Sycamore, Illinois. Have you ever seen that? This is what you do. You walk up to a great bar where you got blue-collar guys that are just coming in from bowling leagues. And you hold it up and you go, yo, man, how about one of these?
This is a non-alcoholic drink.
Non-alcoholic drink. And I slap the bar and I go, hey, line me up there, Hoss. He lines it up. I grab it. What do you need a stem for? Grab your hand. Melt the ice like a man. Okay? Then you take it and you don't smell it.
Yeah, nice with no alcohol in it. That's great. That's man.
No,
that's manly.
Yeah, let's kick it. Oh, my goodness. We got another show to do tomorrow there, Manny. All right, well, now what is this?
So we're pouring Corso tequila.
All right. Now, since Chef Eric was demeaning me.
All right, I get to drink it?
One second.
Yeah, please mix it up. What in the world is it? First of all, I'd say, okay, now, this is Sycamore, Illinois. Enough with the foof, okay? Grab your both hands.
This is food. This is beautiful. Chipotle.
Now, wrap your hands around both sides and you take it, put your thumbs on the top so you can direct it, like steering. Okay, then you go, yo, Hoss, how much was that drink? How much?
How's that? Good? Listen.
Ah, beautiful, baby. Yeah.
Anytime.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're having as much fun as we are. I've taught you how to drink from Sycamore, Illinois, all the way to Cancun, Mexico. It is Manny in Himota.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. When we come back, we're going to join Chef Chad. He is going to cook it up and blow you away with some incredible food. Chef and the Fat Man live for Tesla Cocktail 2012 10th Anniversary. Free Brothers is helping to mix it up. Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man live from Criollo Restaurant. We are having more fun, and if the government finds out, they're going to tax us. Anyway, we are here at the 10th anniversary, celebrating what has been an amazing run for Ann and Paul Tunerman. They are Tales of the Cocktail. We've had some great people here already, and it's always great to finish up the show with a great chef. And Manny is still in the house, and we're giving away all of your alcohol, by the way.
No, just give it away, please. I mean, enjoy.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Manny, you are amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Manny one more time, huh?
Thank you.
And now from Team Bacardi to a chef that we've had the honor to work with a number of occasions, the first time we ever worked with him, he got cheeky with everybody around him, so we knew he was a good man. He has great creativity. He worked with the Disney properties for 10 years. He's worked with all the celebrity chefs that have gone down to Disney, except us, because we've never been invited. Somehow the mouse has forgotten us. But now that Eric's here, maybe they'll remember. I don't know. But the mouse sticking his pinky out may not work. But from there, he came back to his true roots, the city of New Orleans. He's worked for several great restaurants in this town. He is currently working at another great restaurant in this town. And I would love for you to give it up for one of the hottest, youngest, coolest chefs in New Orleans. Let's give it up for Executive Chef Chad Richardson.
Thank you very much. I like the hottest part. That was pretty
the hottest?
Good. Yeah, the hottest part. I don't feel hot after last night with you, but yeah, hot for
well,
sure.
Well, no, don't blame me. Chef Eric's going up there. Well, let's go up and sample a little pisco.
Exactly. Well, it is Tales of the Cocktail, and what are you supposed to do?
Chef Eric, now tell us a little bit about your adventures with pisco last night. Did I pronounce it right?
Pisco, yeah. I had a great time with the Portone Pisco party. It was up on the roof of the Mono Leon, and Johnny, forgive me, I don't remember the last name, who started Portone Pisco. He is very proud about it. It's all done from grapes, actually. It's distilled from grapes, a single distillation. It's strong, but it's sweet.
What's the difference between that and wine?
Oh, there's a lot of difference between that and wine. It actually is very similar to, let's say, Popcorn Sutton's Tennessee Whiskey.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, that it had that sweetness. It had almost a sugar sweetness to it, like a corn sweetness to it. So yeah, we had one or two or 32 little shot glasses of that yesterday, including Chef Chad here and his lovely girlfriend. And there she
Let's
is.
Give it up for her. Yeah, we were home by 9:30. If that's any consolation or indication,
you were not home by 9:30. You were home by 9:30 this morning.
Yeah,
maybe. I didn't say AM or PM. But anyway, I've had the pleasure of meeting these guys a few years back, and definitely loved the show. Took a liking to these guys right away. Blue collar all the way. First time I came on, I did the chef thing. I tried to, you know, bring out the best. I tried to bring out tricks and whatnot.
Which we fixed him.
you know, instantaneously they fixed me right away. So today what I decided to do was try to do a spinoff of a couple of cultures that I like. Born and raised here, so I love Cajun Creole. Lived in Orlando, like he said, for 10 years, so I took a huge liking to Latin food. And the classic Cuban sandwich is what we're going to do today.
All right.
Cochinita pibil. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly.
Cochinita pibil.
Pibil. For our Latinos in the house, with the correct pronunciation. Typically served with the yellow mustard. Today I'm doing it with a New Orleans Creole mustard made from Zatarain's right here, local ingredients. Typically with just pickle slices. Today we're going to do it with some sweet cherry peppers and some banana peppers. So I did a little bit of that kick, a little bit of that Cajun flair. We got the Chisasi ham, which is right here locally spiced and aged and baked, and some baby eye Swiss. So that's what we're going to do today. A little bit of the history of the pibium. Pibium?
The pibium?
Or the pibble.
Pible?
Whatever, yeah. However you want to pronounce
definitely
it.
Definitely not pipeline.
Typically, it's from the Yucatan, and typically what they do is they take a roast, a pork butt, and they marinate it in citrus juices or a very high acidic juice. And then they wrap it in banana leaves, and they do the underground stove, and they bury it under the ground, and that's how they cook it. They typically do not like the charcoal flavor. They do not like the wood flavor of a grill. So they bury it under the ground, wait a couple of hours, and that's how it's cooked.
And that's typically like what someone might see as a mojo kind of...
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very slow cooking process, and the meat just falls off.
Right.
Secondly, you can kind of cheat the system, and you can do it in a oven. You can do it on a grill.
No, you could do it on...
A big green egg.
Yes, which is, of course, Chef Eric, the ultimate cooking experience.
That's absolutely true. And I don't know if these guys know that, but if I keep putting on weight, hanging out with them, this year for Halloween, I'm going as a big green egg.
There you go. Hey, that's a great costume.
If the silver guy can do it, I can wear green and walk around the French Quarter.
Oh, can I tell you a side
story? I will just be normal.
Chef Eric, you help me with this. We're coming from a little restaurant down the street called Mina's. If you're ever here and you want a great little breakfast, they do a killer alligator sausage that they have made by a local distributor. It's a mom-and-pop place that makes a sausage. It's a little mom-and-pop restaurant. You go in there, you get omelets and stuff. So we go there almost every morning. So we're over there this morning. We had the alligator sausage. We're coming back. And there's a gentleman standing right here on the corner of the Monteleone at Royal and Iberville. Iberville runs along the side of the Hotel Monteleone. Royal runs in front. Well, there's a guy standing there, and there's this big puffy cloud around him. And we're trying to figure out what it was.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'll help you with that. We'll just put it.
Boy, am I going to be popular tonight. Anyway, there's this big puffy white cloud. And a guy standing there with a huge bottle of talcum powder.
Yes, yes.
And he's standing on the street corner, dousing himself in a complete huge bottle of talcum powder. So he's totally white. From talcum powder. And Eric and I were laughing, and I said, well, you know, a beat's taking a shower. Well, we go into the Walgreens, which is right, catty corner, right next to it, and come to find out, Chef Eric, you know the rest of the story.
So I'm walking back into the Walgreens, and the lady starts laughing at me, because she had seen us walk in the first time, and she goes, do you know what that guy was doing? And I said, no. She said, he spends $143 a month on talcum powder and douses himself almost every morning when it's hot, right out on that corner, and he says it cools him down. And she just swears that it's always the same amount every single month of talcum powder. Something is perhaps not right. I mean, I'm just saying,
only in New Orleans do you find uniqueness.
I thought he was trying to make himself into the Silver Man, you know, the guy, the robot kind of guy.
Yeah.
I thought
the
that's what he was doing, but it was, no, just sort of random dousing everyone around him in a
pig pen. Just trying to stay powder
pig fresh. Pig pen with a talcum powder, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And
definitely.
He was using Walgreens generic brand, which must be very good. So anyway, that's our plug for Walgreens.
That's it. If they'd be so
Chad?
Kind as a sponsor.
Okay, so like I was saying about the pork, it is marinated for about 4 to 6 hours or overnight in some citrus juices. You really want to go about 4 to 6 hours because of the acidity in those citrus juices. Now, typically at the end of this marination process, or right at the beginning, either way, you're going to have a little bit of extra orange juice left over. We do it in orange juice, lime juice, lemon juice, etc. So what the chef likes to do for the 4-hour waiting period is to have some of this wonderful Oxley dry gin, and then he takes that orange juice and he pours it in there, and then maybe like a little squeeze of the extra lime that you had left over. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to go sit on the couch and wait the 4 hours. And that's the very beginning of the recipe. So cheers, tails of the cocktail.
Yes.
It's a simple sandwich, so, you know, you have to kind of have a drink for the...
That's my kind of cooking right
well,
there.
Well, you know, you Chef Eric's Oxley, don't you dare touch my
hey,
tequila.
By the way, I just want to show you what I was given.
You got the full bottle.
Yes.
That's not right.
It's sealed. It's not getting unsealed until it gets home.
When we get back, my friends, more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life as Chef Chad Richardson is going to make up a sandwich that you all are going to love. Right. Taking it to the streets of New Orleans, baby. Yeah. Chad Richardson, 2012 Capital Cocktail. We love you, baby. Chef and the Fat Man brought to you by Fee Brothers. They are the family that is the true American exceptionalism. They started their products way back 4 generations ago, and they have been mixing it up with cordials and cocktail syrups. You name it, they do it. But their most important thing is Fee Brothers has been a tremendous innovator in bitters, and chefs around the world are beginning to recognize how tremendous Fee Brothers has been, because they have a black walnut bitters that they created that was so tasty, marvelous. Marvelicious Marvin actually created a drink called the Snickerdoodle, which is like drinking a Snickers with his black walnut bitters. Now, not to be outdone, they came up with a celery bitters. And you know, Joe, I got to ask you, where's my? There we go, Joe. The celery bitters. They've had some fun with that.
Oh, yeah. The celery bitters is actually one of my favorites. I have a recipe for a watermelon cucumber sorbet with fresh chopped basil and celery bitters. Anybody who wants to contact me through feedbrothers.com, I will send you the recipe. It's really good. Even gives a nod in the direction of healthy just for the heck of it.
Well, we try to keep healthy. After all, Chef Eric and I are slaves to... culinary health.
Absolutely.
And good fitness.
Your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
That's spoken from a guy who graduated from Notre Dame, so he knows the Holy Spirit. But anyway, my friends, Chef Chad, now I noticed you had a weight. Was one of the weights that Chef Eric works out with every morning here at the hotel?
I believe it was, which I will return to the weight room this afternoon. No, cooking at home and cooking in a restaurant. In a restaurant, you have the luxury of having all these different things bought for you, and you just, you know, anything's at your disposal. So what I tried to bring today was say, hey, you know, what can I find around the house? What can you guys go to the store and buy? And how can you do it without? So I visited my local super mega store that is not a sponsor, so I'm not going to mention them. And I went in my backyard and I looked around and I found an old weight, a little 10-pound weight. And I wrapped it in aluminum foil, so there's my panini press. I don't need to go buy the George Foreman grill. I don't need to buy a panini press. I don't need to buy anything like that. I have it already. It's right here. So wrap that in aluminum foil. You can always change the foil. You can clean it. It's a 10-pound weight, perfect pressure, right in the pan. Cuban sandwich, boom, done.
Make
the first
one.
The first one is already going. We're going to make that one. But to just show you, French bread locally, a little bit of Creole mustard, right on our grain mustard. I use the Creole here, but it's basically the same thing.
You can add a little more mustard if you want. I kind of like a little zing.
Well, I don't. I know Emerald came up with it, but there's not a one-sided sandwich, so we're going to put some mustard on the other side.
Very good.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And then you do some of that cochinita pibium, and then you do some of that chisasi ham right on top of that.
The hoodie ham?
Chisasi.
I knew that.
I believe that's how you pronounce it. It's local. And then some of that baby eye Swiss. And the first one I did not put the peppers on, so, you know, shame on me. But this one I'm going to put the peppers on, so good for y'all, because the first one I'm sure I'll just give to him. A little bit of bananas peppers, and a little bit of the other sweet cherry peppers. Now, you got to really be careful and watch your flame over here while you're doing this multitasking. And my second burner is not technically working right this second, but it will be momentarily. And I will have hot sandwiches for all of y'all shortly. The only thing you have to really truly be careful with the weight is that it is a metal weight. And this is aluminum foil, and that is a hot pan. So always bring your towel and kind of just, you know. I usually take the top part and make a little knot. Boom, done. Hold it in your hand. Set it down. Do a little butter at the bottom of the pan so you get that nice golden brown. And there's basically your panini press. So, done, deal, saved yourself $60-$70. Found people use a brick, make brick chicken. You cut the chicken, the spine out of the chicken, you flatten it out. You can use a brick to weight it down. Same exact concept. Anything heavy in your kitchen, a big can, anything, wrap it in aluminum foil and you have an instant panini press. So, I'm going to get that one going right now, cut that up, let y'all start trying. I'm going to switch a gas container right this second.
Chef Eric, right now, I know this is an Argentinian, so it's probably kind of baffles you as to what he's doing. Is there any equivalent that you would have used in growing up as a child?
Well, actually, cochinita pibila is Latin. Let's just start with that. So, and while it's not Argentinian, what we would have done here, rather than that sort of preparation of pork, which we don't do a lot of pork in Argentina, we do beef and a lot of chicken, actually. So this would have been a milanesa sandwich. Milanesa is a veal cutlet that's been pounded down, run through, essentially dredged through flour, through an egg wash, and then breaded with Italian breadcrumbs, pan-fried. And then you do the exact same thing that Chad is doing here with that, making the bread. You can add, you can put butter on the inside as well as mustard, if you'd like, some nice stone ground mustard or something along those lines.
Plate mayonnaise is the only thing that's missing for me, but I like to jazz it up.
Yeah, right. It's also nice to add some onions and tomato, things like that. And you can do the exact same thing and get a fantastic milanesa sandwich, which is a staple.
Can you please tell me why you scrunched your face when I said add the blue plate?
Well, okay, mayonnaise would be good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that would actually be totally fine if you're doing like lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise in there, which is very common as well. But I'm thinking as far as a press treatment is concerned, that's...
You can dip your sandwich in the mayonnaise.
Yes, you could, or you could do what you do at home, just sort of take your hand and just sort of scoop into the, you know, just lick it. That's fine too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
here we go. Real quick note on the pork. Easy way, if you're not really used to slow roasting pork, 350 degrees, about 3.5-4 hours, you're done. But the easy way to always tell that your pork's done is pull the bone out. And when you pull the bone typically will come out clean as a whistle. A little bit right there, but that's the trick right there. Once that bone slides right out of the meat, you're done. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Second sandwich we got going on here. So, obviously in the chef world, it's just a rotation. Only had one weight outside that would fit the saute skillet. So that one's going down. And then this one is ready. And now we have happy guests. We have happy people. They're all going to eat soon. What you look for. They call it, we call it in the biz, GBD, golden brown and delicious. That's what you want. If it's golden black and delicious, maybe not. Probably not delicious. Maybe delightful, but not delicious. Let me go ahead and show you this. First sandwich here. Like I said, did not have the peppers in it. So if anyone doesn't like peppers, raise your hand now and you get the first bite.
I really like peppers, but I'll take the first bite. That's that look. Now, just a note, a side note
it's
on
hot. Be careful.
Pork. Okay? Next week, we will be at the Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival, which is one of the biggest KCBS Pro barbecue tournaments in the country. We'll be in Dillard, Georgia next week with Team Barbecue. And one of the things you've got to learn about barbecue, if you don't know this, you want the meat internal temperature to be around 185 to 190 degrees. Some may argue a little higher, but I found 185 to 190. When you take it off, let it sit, roll it up in aluminum foil, put a towel around it, and stick it in an ice chest with no ice. Let it sit for a few hours. Then what will happen is that meat will break down much, much easier. The bone will slide out. It will be bone dry and look perfect, but the meat will be juicy. You can separate it with two forks and separate it very quickly, and you can make sandwiches like this a lot quicker. Sir, you look like a man who is on a mission with your sandwich. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We like oh, yeah.
And that, and like I said, this is very, very simple to make, and every single thing you buy at your local store or you find in your local backyard or your neighbor's backyard or wherever you can, as long as you know you're friends with your neighbors. And you can do it at home. And it's just excellent. That's my inspiration as a chef, is to be able to show people how simple it is to do what we do every single day in the restaurants at your own house. Not to keep you out of our restaurants, obviously, but to have you keep coming back and learning and learning and learning.
And it's funny you should say that, Chef Eric. We were talking to Executive Chef Randy Buck of Friolo, and he was talking about the fact that what really makes this restaurant unique is that when the truck pulls up, if he sees something on there that looks really, really nice, he'll buy it and he'll put it on the menu that night. So you're getting the freshest, which is kind of different than some restaurants because they have a preset what they're going to make and how they're going to make it. Chef Buck and his staff here, Chef Joe, Chef Jose, they all have the ability to look at what's coming in on the trucks fresh, take it, and run with it that night. So you know at Criollo, there's always going to be excitement. You're always going to have the freshest. You're always going to have the tastiest. You're going to have nice portions. And I'm sure the smoke detector is not on. Yes, well.
That was the golden black and delicious.
Yes. But anyway, it's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about teaching you the wherewithal you need to know when you come to New Orleans to get a great place to eat. As we smoke it up here at beautiful Criollo restaurant right here in the heart of the French Quarter. Chef the Batman and Tales of the Cocktail 2012. We'll be right back. More Chef Tales. And what in the heck is a snickerdoodle? Welcome back, my friends. You having fun? Wow, absolutely amazing. The Criollo restaurant is the place to be, and it is... It's a bit smoky in here right now, but that is because everything is fresh at Criollo, and we absolutely make sure you have the best time. Now, we've been telling you about this incredible drink called the Snickerdoodle, and the guy who invented it, Marvelicious Marvin, is here to tell us. Marvelous, if you were to make a Snickerdoodle for people right now, tell them what's in it and how you make it.
First of all, you start with grind 1840 cognac, some... butterscotch schnapps, a little bit of Fee Brothers black walnut bitters, some half and half, a little bit of Fee Brothers chocolate bitters, and a little agave nectar. You shake it really until it gets really nice and frothy and cold, strain to martini glass, and sprinkle on a little bit of cinnamon.
Now, when I thought that was one of the most incredible drinks I'd ever had, he said, well, you know what? Let's change it up. And what did you do? Was it the cinnamon?
The cinnamon, right.
And you called it a?
Snickerdoodle.
There you go. So, if you want to know how to make a snickerdoodle, you have it now. Keep this recording at home. If you're watching at home, we are not going to make it for you. That's too easy. You've got to figure out how to make it yourself. We give you the ingredients, but you take it at home yourself. Now, another drink that has been wildly popular. Now, it's that St. Kitts Punch. I've been telling everybody about it. Tell them what's in it, because I know it's got mango something in it, but tell them everything else.
Okay, St. Kitts Punch, it's going to be very easy to make. It's really a great summer cocktail. What is, you take some fresh lime wedges, about three or four of them, some agave nectar, muddle it together really well to get the juice from the lime mixed up with the agave nectar. Then I use a Brinley mango rum, which is from the island of St. Kitts, which is like biting into a fresh mango. Then it's fresh orange juice and pineapple juice. And I see somebody back there. I think they've already tasted it there. But it's really, really good. Just sit and sip it.
And for those of you who are wondering, if you come to a great bar like the Carousel or our friends over at Arnaud's French 75, the cigar bar in this city, you'll find that they don't have blenders. I guess that's a Sycamore bar thing. But we, when we were down at Camp Penguini, which is our camp down in Mexico Beach, Marvelous sent us the recipe, and I made it up. And I gave it to them straight up, and they said, wow, this is really a great cocktail. Then I froze it. I said, I can't do this. It's against my religion, but I got... So I froze it, and oh, my God, it was over the top. They said, what is this drink? I said, it's the same thing. It's just frozen. It came off almost like a coconutty... I mean, it was like eating a Slurpee. It was so good. I went through three pitchers in 22 minutes. As fast as I could make them, people were drinking them, and there were only six of us. So that's a half a pitcher each. But
did you drink any?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I did. And the nice thing about it, I remembered it the next morning. It's one of those things. Now, I want to talk to some of these people in the audience that had a chance to try your... who is the martini drinkers that got to try the martini? Okay, sir, your name and where are you from?
I'm Lee, and I'm from Huntsville, Alabama.
And tell us, what did you think of Marvelous's martini?
I thought it was fantastic. It was really good. Enjoy.
What has been the best thing you've had here so far? At Tales of the Cocktail, what's been your best thing so far?
I'd have to say that Swordfish was pretty darn good.
Swordfish was good?
Yeah.
But what about your experience? What's the best experience? If someone, at day one, what would you say, Lee, is your...
Being with my sweet wife for 37 years.
Oh, nice cover, sir. Hey, listen, Rick's Cabaret called. You left your wallet there last night. I just say it. For those of you who don't know, Rick's Cabaret is a very famous club here. Anyway, Mrs. Lee, of 37 years, what's been your favorite thing so far at Tales this year?
Just the entertainment's been great. The weather, other than today, has been a little hot, but wonderful. And everybody's been so nice.
Super. And you, lovely lady, are you a model?
No.
You should be. What's your first name and where are you from?
Lisa, and I'm from New Jersey.
Jersey?
Yeah.
Not the shores.
No, not the shores.
Okay, County. Jersey, uh-huh. Tell me what you think so far.
Oh, I've been having such a wonderful time. I mean, my favorite thing has been the food and the wine pairings and stuff. Yum.
How do you like the drink so far?
Oh, amazing. Like, oh, my God.
And this is day one.
Insane. Yes.
I wish I could talk to you day five.
Thank God I won't be here.
Oh, there you go.
Good
really?
Lord.
Oh, well, good. Glad you're having so much fun. Ma'am, your name and where are you from?
Linda from Virginia.
Wow, so far we're from Alabama, Jersey, and Virginia. What do you think?
I love it.
What do you think? What's been your best event here at Tales of the Cocktail?
Well, it's a birthday present for me, but I had my first Bloody Mary. It was very good.
Oh, marvelous. Your Bloody Mary mix is famous. He actually developed the Bloody Mary mix that they make here. That's his invention right there. So you're having a good time.
I am.
Well, now what are you going to do after, now that you're celebrating your 37th birthday, what are you going to do after the next 37 years?
Probably come back.
There you go. There you go. And sir, I want to catch you before you have your mouth full of food. What's your first name and where are you from, sir?
I'm David from New Orleans.
Wow, so this is really no big deal for you.
They don't do this everywhere?
Yeah, no.
Come on,
they sure don't.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, it's just, New Orleans is famous for food and for alcohol and for just a good time. You people here in New Orleans are awesome. You're the greatest hosts, the best people, and you know how to throw a party. I was here when the Saints won the Super Bowl, 750,000 people in the streets, and not one incident. Class is what New Orleans is all about. My friends, that wraps it up for this show. We are so glad that you are here. And I got to tell you, my friends, before we wrap this up, there's too many people I haven't got to. Do we mind if we go ahead and ask for a few more people what their thoughts are and recollections? Just a few. Ma'am, what's your name and where are you from?
Melanie, and I'm from New Orleans.
Okay, Melanie, from New Orleans. I see you're doing something with your phone.
Yeah. Yes. I need someone to come down here because it's fun.
Now, you guys are used to big parties all the time, but this is really a cool party, isn't it?
This is the best party ever.
Best party ever?
The best party ever.
Wow, that says something. Well, sir, how you doing? You're very dapper. I mean, you got the handkerchief that matches the shirt. See, I got the socks that match my underwear. Anyway, take my word for it. What's your name? Where are you from, sir?
Catfish Baton Rouge.
Catfish Baton Rouge. I hear they play football, college football over Baton Rouge, don't they?
Y'all are our favorite suburb.
Oh. And, sir, you look like a true cocktail. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Lenny. I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, we got Brooklyn and Jersey here. This is beautiful. Well, what do you think, Lenny? How, are you having a good time?
I'm loving it. Napoleon House just had the most fantastic event with cognac.
Cognac?
Stop by at Napoleon House. Everybody who's new to New Orleans, you will not have experienced a French Quarter. They've been to the Napoleon House. Fantastic place.
There you go. From Brooklyn to Alabama and all the places in between. Chef Eric, I'm from Gary, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois. Lived the last 25 years, spent 5 years in Lafayette, Louisiana, in the heart of Cajun country. That's where I met the She Beast. We got married down there in Scott, Louisiana, and then I moved down to Atlanta, Georgia for about the last 22 years. But my heart is always in Sycamore, Illinois. So all my friends in Sycamore, hey Miz, hey Blood, hey all y'all, it's great. I hope you and Deborah in Alabama, they're still here, and they promise they're going to bring you a souvenir, a T-shirt. Anyway, my friends, I hope you've had as much fun as we have. Now, remember, for all you in Tweety Land, we're going to be doing this again tomorrow for all of those of you who are here. New chefs, we've got some very special guests tomorrow. You'll really want to be here. I'm going to hint, cognac is going to be prevalent tomorrow from one of the best in the world. So, be here tomorrow. Be there on your Tweety view screen, whatever you call it. We've been so honored to have it here. We've had so much fun. Big thanks to Joe Fee and Fee Brothers. If it weren't for his bitters, we wouldn't be here. Chef Eric, as always, it's a pleasure. Chef Chad, he is mixing it up. His name is becoming synonymous with great cuisine in New Orleans. Marvelous. You don't have any blue plate. Forget about it. And Marvelicious, one final say. Tomorrow you're going to have a special drink for us.
I have a special drink for you. Possibly the Kevin Jello Daffodil.
Anyway, my friends, thank you, Marvelous. It was very nice of you to mention that. Till tomorrow, my friends, it's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life. There's only one city that truly knows how to celebrate the good life. The greatest city, the soul of America, it is the city of New Orleans. New Orleans, we love you. We're coming back tomorrow. Tales of the Cocktail. It is rocking the house. 10th anniversary, our 10th anniversary, and our first ever Tweety Cast. Please let us know via Facebook or the Tweetosphere how much you liked it. God bless everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Take it to the streets of the Big Easy, baby.